And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. As we've been hearing tonight, a lot of news about the Democratic National Convention, but attending the convention can be a bit of a brutal slog. There's meetings, there's speeches, travel, long nights at the convention itself. But one Vermont delegate's hectic week in Philadelphia has been especially trying. Maria Rinaldi and her partner, Mike Celli, are accustomed to finding creative solutions to their challenges. From Philadelphia, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
There's a modest white motorhome parked in the rear lot of a chain hotel about 3 miles away from the Philadelphia airport. The vehicle has a fascinating backstory, but more on that later. The RV belongs to one of the Vermont delegates to the Democratic National Convention. The 2016 Democratic primary was Maria Rinaldi's first extended trip into the political universe. She says she was moved by Bernie Sanders' message of economic equality.
And you know that he really feels it and means it. It's a heart-soul connection.
Rinaldi has spent countless hours over the last year canvassing, phone banking, and fundraising to help Sanders' cause.
I wanted to help him get his message out there because I knew a lot of people didn't know who he was. He was just a senator from a small, state, and that was his biggest disadvantage with Hillary.
So Rinaldi, a 37-year-old Jericho resident, was honored and excited when she won her bid in May to represent Vermont at the DNC. She knew, though, that logistics would be critical.
I said, I only need two things. I said, I need to be able to park my RV at whatever convention centers we have to attend. At the time, I thought it was just one. And at the hotel. And I just need credentials for Michael to be able to get on the floor to be there to help me with my needs.
The RV, because it's retrofitted with the homemade lift and other machinery she needs to travel in her motorized wheelchair. And Celli, you're about to hear him, because he's her caregiver and mechanic.
Oh yeah, I welded it up and, it's all made of common material so I can patch you up in a hurry. You don't have to buy anything special.
Celli takes rightful pride in his handiwork.
With most medical equipment, you have to go to their shop and buy special things. With this, it's all off-the-shelf items.
Celli purchased the RV in 2008, shortly after falling in love with Rinaldi, which might help explain his devotion to its elaborate customization. The lift and track system needed to get Rinaldi out of her wheelchair for care. No problem for Celli, a machinist who figured out that parts from a salvaged car would do the job just fine.
You can see it's just, again, simple. Off of a four-wheel drive Jeep, I just grabbed the winch. Nice and simple stuff. The bed's on, lazy roller, so it goes east direction, right and left.
They've traveled the country frequently in the vehicle since their commitment ceremony in 2009. They decided not to get married, only to avoid jeopardizing Rinaldi's Medicaid benefits.
This is it. It's not the Taj Mahal, but it works for us. I mean, we can do our care anywhere, pull over the side of the road.
The doting couple now has the routine down pat. And Rinaldi, a Winooski native and St. Michael's College graduate who now works as a web support specialist at her alma mater, figured the trip to the DNC would be entirely manageable. That was not the case. DNC officials months ago told her she wouldn't be able to bring her RV to the convention center. They assured her she'd have facilities accommodated to meet her needs instead. When she arrived in Philadelphia Monday, she was shocked to find they'd failed to deliver. Hours of stress-inducing phone calls yielded arrangements Monday that would allow them to drive their RV to the convention center. But when she finally made it to the convention floor, she was met with another disappointment.
And then the other issue that really bothered me was not being able to sit with my delegation.
Denied accessibility to the section assigned her state, Rinaldi was instead relegated to a section far away from her fellow Vermonters.
She was put up in a fenced-in area. She was the only Bernie delegate.
That's Vermont Democratic Party chairwoman Dottie Deans speaking right after Vermont Democrats' shining moment Tuesday night when Bernie Sanders joined them in the convention seats.
It was just atrocious. She was disconnected to all of us.
Rinaldi says the tribulations with accessibility this week have added some emotional sting to watching her candidate formally concede defeat to Hillary Clinton. Rinaldi says she can't get behind the Democratic nominee unless Clinton makes some drastic policy changes. As for her own political future, Rinaldi says she's unsure what might be next.
I don't know if I have the stamina. It really takes a lot of out of me emotionally.
Celli hopes she stays in the game.
Because I think she has insights other people don't have. She sees things that other people don't have. She's got wonderful insights and thoughts on all of it. So I wish people would listen to her.
Rinaldi says she's ready to navigate whatever's next in the wheelchair she's done it in her whole life. She just hopes not all the stops are as challenging as the one at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.